Welcome to the Purple Political Breakdown. How's it going? How's your day been? And welcome back to the podcast, as we're going to be talking about Tucker Carlson and my thoughts on everything he's been doing as of recently. And this is going to kind of touch upon mainstream media in general and its value currently. So before we dive into that, of course, like and subscribe if you're on the YouTube channel. Rate this 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify so we can continue our message. We will continue our motto, political solutions without political bias. Now, there's a lot of places I can kind of dive into for this. Of course, when it comes down to Tucker Carlson and everything he's done, I will tell you before I get into the main topic that me as a person does not like Tucker Carlson and what he represents. I'm gonna be right up front with you. Now, I'll be very honest on my opinions and everything that he's been doing recently. So I don't need to hide it from you, nor do I need to lie to you, because that's not where the conversation is going to start. Because I'm willing to engage with you, the audience, and I want you to tell me why you like Tucker Carlson or why you like what he represents. And I think if we come to an understanding, I think we can. We might be able to kind of hold mainstream media in check a little bit better. So before we dive into that, let's dive into our sub-segment, Deep or Deeper.
Deep or Deeper.
So my Deeper Deeper segment is going over something that is relatively viral as of recently. I'm sure you have seen the TikTok or the clip where there were some people, I think, at a Nigerian concert. And at that concert, there was the guy who paid for everything and a woman. And then this artist basically asked the girl to come up here. So not only did she go up there with the artist, and I don't know if this is the case or not, but I don't know what the boyfriend and the girl is talked about in terms of, oh, you should or shouldn't do it. But not only did she go up there, she proceeded to basically not only embarrass the boyfriend, but embarrass herself as well. Now, I know some of you guys say, hey, man, it's an artist. Let her live her life. He doesn't control her. Hey, that's fine. You can have that opinion. I just think you're wrong. When it comes down to a relationship, when it comes down to a date, the meaning behind the date, the meaning behind the relationship is a certain level of connection between two individuals, ideally, right? You go on a date to learn more about each other, have fun with each other. How does it feel seeing the person that you care about, the person you want to build this connection with, do something as grotesque as grind on another man, twerk on another man? They put them behind a curtain and it looked like he was, you know, going to town. That is the perception from the audience. That is the perception from the boyfriend. Taking away pride and all of that, the connection is what matters most. The connection between the two individuals. So you really see what has happened right in front of you at an event that you paid for because you wanted to enjoy your time with the girl that you cared about. And you see her acting how she is acting with another man. It would break some people. And it did break this individual, as it seemed from another clip, that he basically left the building and walked away completely distraught. Now, I don't know the dynamics between the relationship, whether it's potentially polygamous or open, nor do I know how long they were together. But one thing you do know is that the man was hurt. The man's whole being felt crushed in that moment, looking at him as he sees what's going on. It begs the question for a lot of people, how far are you willing to let your significant other have fun with another person, because this is not a topic of conversation we haven't heard of, right? Usher is the iconic superstar right now in America who consistently has been doing stuff like this, right? If you've seen the Super Bowl halftime show, you saw Usher grind up on Alicia Keys, even though either she's married or with someone. We've seen Keke Palmer, where the whole thing where her baby daddy went on social media, upset about everything. Just think about all the superstars that exist when it comes to Chris Brown, when it comes to Justin Bieber, very attractive men. And you can kind of go the other route when it comes to women. We'll touch upon that in a second. But a very attractive men that a lot of their performance is physical contact. It's really getting intimate with the audience, getting intimate with the fans. So you understand this. And for your girlfriend, your wife, your fiance to go up there and do what they're doing with that individual, it's disappointing. I would assume so. From my perspective, I would never want my woman to do what they're doing with another man that intimately. You can be a fan. I feel like you can appreciate art, but there's another step when it comes to appreciating an artist. It's being physically intimate. Like, what exactly is the fun? There's meaning behind everything, ladies and gentlemen. What exactly is the fun of twerking, grinding, getting very intimate with another individual? What's the fun? There is no fun. It's filling a desire. That's what you're doing. Your desire is to be intimate with that person. It's not enjoyment necessarily. Well, you could argue enjoyment, but that enjoyment doesn't come from a place of, you know, excitement of activity. It comes from a place of desire of the flesh, desire of the individual. And the desire can go deeper than just surface level. It can go emotional. It can go sexual. It can go a lot of different directions to the point where it can destroy, it can break, it can disturb a relationship. Now, it can happen the other way too, ladies. Of course, when you look at your man, would you want them to get all over Cardi B, Nicki Minaj? Hey, even Katy Perry. I'm sure even ladies, you wouldn't want your man to be intimate with another woman, right? It works both ways. There's really no need for it. It doesn't really make sense to me. And it's more destructive than it is helpful from what I'm aware of. So that's the recent situation when it comes to a relationship and what you're willing to let them do. Now, if you have these standards right from the beginning, if you're an open relationship polygamist, if you don't care, that's fine. But for a relationship that the baseline is at the very least intimacy between each other, being exclusive to each other, there shouldn't be gimmies. There shouldn't be, you know, certain situations where it's okay. There shouldn't be exceptions, to be honest. I would go so far as, like, if you're having a bachelor party, then you shouldn't go too far. Bachelorette party, you shouldn't go too far. This intimacy doesn't do anything for everybody, anybody. If you don't want to be exclusive, either let that be known or don't get in a relationship. Because you risk not only hurting the other individual, but hurting yourself as well. But that's all I got to say in regards to that, of course. We're going to move on to our main topic. Here's a quick promo. Make sure you stay tuned and shout out Podpage. Do you want a great website like this? This is my podcast website where I direct the audience to come to, watch the content, listen to the content, read the blogs, and much, much more. If you want to have your own customizable podcast website, then join my affiliate link in my description to sign up for something called Podpage, and they can help you customize an easy podcast website for your personal podcast. Sign up to get a discount now. Again, use the link in my description to join Podpage now. Again, you can sign up for PodPage. It's in my description in terms of the link. Now, let's talk about the main topic, Tucker Carlson and mainstream media. Now, we know that mainstream media, now social media, is very valuable in kind of curving popular opinion at when it comes to political topics and political conversations. But I'm gonna kind of go through why I don't like Tucker Carlson. But before I dive into that, what do I expect out of mainstream media or just political commentary and these type of personalities? Well, my expectation is that you're an individual that gives out factual information. You're the individual that takes very particular care in terms of the information you're laying out. If you are a Republican, if you're a Democrat, fine. Adhere to your party, but never be hypocritical, never lie, never believe in a stance just because it fits your ideology. Because you're basically co-signing a narrative that it doesn't matter what my side does based off my own personal values. If they say it's Republican, if they say it's Democrat, then I'm going to support you anyway. I hate that rhetoric personally because that serves no grander purpose. If this doesn't fit your values, it may not fit another person's values. Why should someone sacrifice their own values for an ideology they don't believe in? It doesn't make sense to me at the very least. So with that said, when it comes down to the political commentators and the media personalities, inform the people. Let them know your opinion. That's fine. But do not be so ideologically captured that you can't reveal your truest intent. And don't be so politically biased that you prove yourself to be a hypocrite in more than one situation. What's important is the information. What's important is the conversation. What's important is that political knowledge and political activism gets pushed out to the people as efficiently and as expansively as possible. So more and more people understand not only how the government works, but understand what's going on in their country, their community, their city, town. They understand how the country is running, the place that they live, the place that they are part of. That is what's important. So let's talk about Tucker Carlson. And if there's anything I say regarding Tucker Carlson that you disagree with, or is there anything I say that you want to push back on, feel free to let me know. But Tucker Carlson's an individual that I feel like basically tears apart everything I just said. First things first, when it comes down to Tucker Carlson's obviously more so on the right wing. Not a fan of the left wing, that's fine, but he was at some point not a fan of his own party. Matter of fact, at a certain point, he didn't even like Donald Trump. He actually had texts regarding Donald Trump, and he said, "I hate him passionately. I can't handle much more of this." And then later on in 2021, he says, "We are very, very close to being able to ignore Trump most nights. I truly can't wait." What is funny about these type of things that he says about Donald Trump is that later on, he becomes Trump's biggest supporter. He says that he always agreed with Trump's policies. He even lost friends for it. He said, "I'm voting for Trump, and if they convict him, I will send him the max donations and I'll lead protests. That's how I feel." So which is it, Tucker Carlson? Do you like Trump or do you hate Trump, or are you using Trump as a gateway to propel your own career as his biggest supporter? I'm unsure, but Trump has definitely created a cult-like following with the MAGAs. I'm sorry, MAGA supporters, if you're listening to this podcast. Sometimes you guys agree with him to a detrimental extent. Like we saw what happened with the MAGA truckers, right? That ended up not going anywhere, but despite what the legal precedent said about Trump regarding his illegal financial filings, y'all still didn't want to believe it because Trump said so. Okay. Understood, right? So Tucker Carlson's words don't make sense. His words are counterintuitive. And he, matter of fact, he actually had Donald Trump on an interview. And this is after he was done with the a whole thing with guarding Fox News. He was going to be an individual reporter, an individual interviewer, a media personality as an individual, as an independent. And he was going to interview Donald Trump during one of the Republican hearings. I forget it was if it was the second one or the first one. But in this conversation, I watched it, and I'll be honest, I was not impressed. Yeah, I know now you're a Trump supporter after your hypocrisy earlier, but at the very least, ask him more damning questions regarding being a president. At the very least, ask him more important questions when it comes to how he's going to help and fix the country. But no, what you decided to do is glaze Trump the entire time, laugh at every joke that he made, and basically made it a Trump praise fest. This is an interview, right? Interviews are supposed to ask the important questions, and you didn't do that. You were talking about some weird stuff. You were talking about the Epstein stuff. And even in that situation, when you were talking about Epstein, Trump never truly agreed with all your conspiracies in your head. So Tucker Carlson, when it comes to his own Republican Party, when it comes to Donald Trump, the most important figure in Republican and of the Republicans as of right now, he was a hypocrite. He never truly, truly believed in what he was doing. But what he did do is get very popular from it. A lot of the MAGAs, a lot of the Republicans gravitated to what Tucker Carlson doing because they've been gravitating to a lot of individuals who appeal to a dissatisfaction to the status quo, to society, to the media, even though Tucker Carlson is and was the media. But since they align with your personal ideals, then you're going to believe in him regardless. Well, at the very least, can you be a credible reporter, credible journalist, credible interviewer? But I guess that's asking for too much, because if you didn't know, Tucker Carlson for his interviews would have people come on saying that they slept with Barack Obama and indicate that Barack Obama's secretly gay. Like, one, who cares? And two, why? Why are you doing this? But because it's easy. It's easy bait. You're going to appeal to the conspiracy theorists. You're going to appeal to the people who hate Obama and the Democrats. You're going to appeal to the people who hate gay people. Like, I know why you're doing it, Tucker. You're doing it because it's easy. You're doing it because you get notoriety behind it. So his interviews have no substance. His affiliation is shallow at best. But then there came the recent situation with Vladimir Putin where he said he wanted to interview Putin himself in Russia. And there's a lot of discourse in reference to this with some people on the right saying that who cares if he does this? Remember when we used to interview Fidel Castro? Why are the Democrats so bent on keeping Tucker Carlson from this interview? And when this happened, what I said is it's not for me, at the very least. It's not that I don't want Carlson, I don't want someone to interview Putin. It's more so I don't want Tucker Carlson interviewing Putin. Because Carlson is a grifter. He has no true values and true moral principles. He's a person that doesn't even represent anything concretely when it comes to his political identity. He's a person that is going to agree with someone. He's going to uplift someone as long as they make him more popular. That's who Tucker Carlson is. And when he went to Russia, not only do I think he was going to represent America in a bad light, but two, I think he will feed into those kind of individuals on the right that hate the country so much they are, you're going to kind of bleed it into some sympathy and empathy towards Russia, because you won't ask the tough questions. You won't truly interview him, nor will you push back on any of the Russian agendas. And lo and behold, ladies and gentlemen, the interview happened, and that's what exactly took place. Let me give you some quotes. Matter of fact, Russian President Vladimir Putin said he did not get full satisfaction from the interview with Tucker Carlson. He also mentioned that he was expecting Carlson to act more aggressively toward him and ask so-called sharp questions. He said, "I was just not prepared for this. I wanted it because it would give me the opportunity to respond in the same way. Frankly, I did not get full satisfaction from this interview." He also says that, "But to what degree it was meaningful at the end of the day, I cannot say," talking about the interview. So the man himself, Putin, thought the interview was soft, thought the interview was meaningless, that the only thing you gained from it is clicks and ad revenue. It had no purpose. You didn't really understand Putin better. You just glazed him the entire time and laughed at his jokes. What happened to that journalistic credibility? It's non-existent. If you watch the interview, he just let Putin talk about whatever. Never really truly got into the nitty-gritty, the details. And the funny thing about Tucker Carlson and his hypocrisy is that before the interview, he made a whole case about how you should come into the interview with an open mind. But what's crazy about this is, for me, I don't think he ever provided that same type of leeway to the left, to Democrats, to Biden. Do you truly believe if he interviewed someone from the left, he would give them the same type of grace, saying that hopefully you come into it open-minded? But you want to do that with one of America's enemies, Vladimir Putin? Make it make sense. And not only did he do that, but after the podcast interview, he stayed in Russia and started glorifying things Russia is doing while putting down America. Tucker Carlson has no values. Tucker Carlson has little credibility as a true journalist. He doesn't want to find the truth. He wants to appeal to the people and feed on them like a parasite. I'm not a fan of Tucker Carlson, what he represents, or how he's been as a journalist and a media personality. I think he's everything that is wrong with politics today. And the only reason why someone Tucker Carlson is so famous in the first place is because he appeals to the narrative on basically an anti-establishment, where the media, where the government, where the left is all evil. He tries to present himself as pro-American. He tries to present himself as someone trying to do the best for the country. But for me, from my standpoint, I just don't see that. But that is all I got to say regarding that pretty short podcast episode. I do hope you guys enjoyed. If you did, let me know your true thoughts about Tucker Carlson in the comments. With that said, hope you guys have a good one. Check out the podcast at www.purplepoliticalbreakdown.com and enjoy this final promo, and have a good rest of your day.
Pod Nation TV has you beamed up with Out of This World award-winning podcast, found exclusively on Pod Nation TV. Download Pod Nation TV for Roku and Fire TV. Pod Nation TV, Out of This World.
Well, check it out, y'all. We got what you need. We're all living in apartments, condos, vans. Well, dude, even you can have a studio. A studio in a box. Yes, we can help you with that right here at Blind Knowledge. We work on your budget, and we figure out your measurements. We'll get you the best sound for the best price. Let me know, 877-237-1143 or at blindknowledge.com. Yep! Yeah.